Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the burning bush of free speech. Because, you know, like when you're just like walking around in the mountains and this bush starts, like this burning bush, and it starts talking at you. I mean, we've all been there, right? And that's RBN. And you want to keep that bush burning, so throw some gas on the fire. Okay? Just throw gas on the fire. And you can do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org, clicking on the donate button, sending the fundage. All right, today we've got Philbert with us. Philbert, welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Have you ever seen a burning bush?
No. No, no. I don't go walking in the desert, but I don't know what kind of bush they were smoking that made them see a burning bush. They were burning a bush and then they saw a burning bush. Imagine that.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But anyway, we've got stuff going on. You know, there's the whole fake election thing, which is like, yeah, whatever. What else is going on? I think the Phillies won the World Series, or either they lost. I don't know. Whatever. But what's really important, though, did you see the Saturday Night Live opening monologue with Dave Chappelle?
So I normally don't watch The Electronic Rabbi. I did watch that upon your request, and I must say it was a very good one. I'm glad you had mentioned it. Yes, I did watch it, and it was very entertaining for once.
Yeah. So Dave Chappelle's funny. You know Dave Chappelle.
Yes, not personally, but something a lot of people may not know about him is he's actually a Muslim.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But good on him. Whatever.
Right, so he's probably, with that being said, what I mean by that is he's probably at least has a teensy-weensy bit of you could say, revelations about Jewish power, you know. Just being a celebrity, you should know about Hollywood, which he demonstrates in his monologue, which I recommend everybody listen to. But anyway, him being a Muslim, you should, you know a little bit about Jewish behavior, I would guess.
You would think, one would think, but from the monologue, so I'm going to try to post it on nationalbugle.com. Not .org, because .org is for losers. But I'm going to try to post it, and people can watch it for themselves. But spoiler alert, I'm going to say some of the highlights from it. And it starts off with Dave Chappelle. He says, I want to clarify from the very get-go that I denounce all forms of anti-Semitism, and I stand with my Jewish friends, right? Or something like that.
Right, but he says that in a jokingly manner, and the crowd gets what he's saying.
Well, and then he says, and Kanye, that's all you needed to do to buy yourself some time. And then he goes on to talk about Kanye's tweet. And, you know, the thing is, it's in the delivery, and I'm not a professional comedian. And it's in the delivery, but he's saying, so, Kanye got himself into trouble. And usually when he gets into trouble, I'm gonna jump right in there. But this time I thought, I'll just hold back some. So, you know, one night he tweets, I'm feeling kind of sleepy. I'm gonna go to bed, but, when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Okay, good night, everybody. And then he goes, which, you know, it was funny to hear Dave Chappelle say this. But, you know, Dave Chappelle, here's one other highlight, and then I'll kick it back to you. He said, when black people get caught doing bad things, they're called a gang. And if Italian people are doing bad things, they're called a mob. And but if Jews are doing bad things, it's called a coincidence. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, I know. There was about three or four people that laughed in the audience, I think. They were thinking it was a joke. I don't think that was a joke. That's reality. We're not supposed to notice.
I mean, it's a joke. Jokes can be true. That's the thing. And you know, maybe Dave Chappelle is the perfect person to be saying these things, because, like, it's a joke, but it's true. It's, you know, humor can be, humor is funniest when there's some truth to it.
And right, there has to be a little bit of subtlety and a little bit of truth to each joke, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so that was good. And then he said another one of the jokes was, you know, people saying Kanye's crazy. Well, Kanye's not crazy. But, you know, I've been to Hollywood, and there's a lot of Jews there. I mean, a lot of Jews. And, you know, you could, you know, there's a lot of blacks in Ferguson. It doesn't necessarily mean that they run the place. And, yeah, so there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood, and, you know, it's not crazy to think that they run it, but it's crazy to say it out loud.
Yeah.
That was another good one, right?
Yeah. Seems like the Jews are kind of in panic mode over this, right? Well, they can't call him a white supremacist. They've called Kanye an anti-Semite, you know, or he's anti-Semitic, you know. That's their go-to card. Everybody knows that. And it doesn't seem to be working as well as it used to be. So what are they going to do? What do you think? Do they have any cards left? What do you think their next, card is going to be?
Well, you know, it's tough. And, okay, so Kanye, all right, he did say he's going DEFCON 3 on the Jews, right? And so they reacted, and I think it's pretty safe to say they really overreacted, going to, you know, Adidas and all these other companies and getting them to cancel their contracts and just going after him like that. And if it was just Kanye, it'd be one thing. But then Kyrie Irving, he tweets out simply the link without any text, just simply a link to a movie by this, you know, Black Hebrew sect, right? And the movie includes some information that they don't like, that the Jews don't like. It includes information about Jews running the slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade, right? And so Kyrie is, you know, forced to apologize, and he says
suspended for five games.
Suspended for five games, and then they're going to he was going to have to give $500,000 to the ADL, you know, real shakedown. And he had agreed to this stuff. But then they kept piling on more and more and more demands. And apparently, I would suppose behind closed doors, he said he was going to retire. And so they backed off. But, you know, over a link. Okay. So getting back to Dave Chappelle is saying, you know, Kanye got into so much trouble that Kyrie got in trouble. Right. It's like it was kind of like, you know, well, this. So he was saying that there, you know, now you got, what did he say? Oh, one other thing that he said, a great line that he said was, there are two words that you cannot say in sequence. You just cannot say in sequence. And those two words are the Jews. Because after you say that, nothing good is going to happen. And he was saying that, you know, the Jewish people got mad that, that he tweeted out this link, and they're blaming him for the Holocaust. And he's, and of course he's, you know, Dave Chappelle, and he can use the N word, and he's saying, you know, that N word, is it that, you know, that N word, he was, I can tell you, he wasn't anywhere near the Holocaust. I don't even think he believes in the Holocaust. He had nothing to do with the Holocaust. So, you know, there was one good line after another. But, you know, they went after Kyrie so hardcore, just for tweeting out a link. And, he made another good point there that kind of slipped my mind. But the thing is, okay, so they went after Kyrie so hardcore. How can they go after Dave Chappelle now when he's telling jokes? And, you know, the jokes have some truth to them. And this is exactly the type of thing that could go viral. I saw it on YouTube. I guess it's still on YouTube. Do you think they'll take it off YouTube?
I'm surprised they didn't cut it off. Like, after he spoke those two words that you just mentioned are, not allowed to be uttered, honestly. So I don't know how long it would be on YouTube, to be honest. I am surprised it's still on. I would think that they're going to leave it up, to be honest, because once something's up on the internet, like most people know, you can take it down, but you can't hide it, right? That's why you have to be careful about your actions online, and, you know, when you're not offline as well, is because they can turn up online, and once something is online, it cannot be taken down. You can always, it'll always be archived. Somebody will always save it and have it on a hard drive. Nonetheless, our government will, if nobody else will, so, I don't think that they will remove it for that reason. You can't remove something from like I said, you can remove something from the internet, but you can't always hide it. So I think it'll stay up.
Yeah. But of course YouTube in particular, I mean, it could get removed from YouTube, but, you know, maybe they'd say, oh, it's copyright violation. But you do see, I saw, was it a week ago? I saw a little bit of Amy Schumer's monologue. You know who Amy Schumer is?
Yes, the Democracy Now! Jew.
No, that's Amy Goodman.
Oh, okay.
That would be funny if they had, could you imagine them having Amy Goodman on Saturday Night Live doing a monologue?
You're talking about Chuck Schumer's niece, the comedian Jew.
Yeah, I think they're second cousins, yeah.
Okay.
Or first cousins once removed, something like that. Yeah. And she's, you know, kind of fat, kind of dumpy looking, but I don't know. Yeah, she was up there and she said Kanye and Nazi in the same sentence and got a laugh out of it. Just, you know, this typical nasty stuff. But, you know, my point is that monologue, like, it's not as if Saturday Night Live has everything removed over copyright infringement. You know what I mean? And, you know, Dave Chappelle getting away with this, right? So Saturday Night Live is broadcast live, at least on the East Coast, right? I don't know about the West Coast but it starts at 11:30 PM on the East Coast. And, I haven't watched it live for years and years, but I would imagine there's probably like a 10 or 15 second delay, and maybe they were able to bleep out his N-word bombs. But, you know, it's not as if, so the thing is, maybe he had a different monologue practiced. I don't know. Maybe he in rehearsal, he had been doing a different monologue. It's hard to believe that he could have been doing this monologue, in rehearsal, and they wouldn't have stopped him. I say hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard. And so, like, my tendency is to think that he kind of sprung this on them, and there's nothing they could do about it because it's live. And especially when he started off with that whole thing about standing with, you know, his friends in the Jewish community, right? You know, the program's already going. It's already being seen live on the East Coast, and then what can they do about it? So what do you think? Do you think that this was something he sprung on them, or do you think that, maybe Lorne Michaels, who's must be pretty old now, He's a Jewish Canadian producer of this show. Do you think he was willing to let Dave Chappelle have this monologue for whatever reason?
Yeah, well, that's what they did. That's what they appeared to do. And I'm surprised. I'm glad we got this, but yes, historically, you need look no further, if you can find it, of Dr. Duke on CNN with the nonetheless Wolf Blitzer. So, right, and when I'll give it away, spoiler, but Wolf Blitzer didn't want to hear what Dr. Duke says, and he says, oh, the satellites are going down, right? And usually so, that's what they'll do.
Satellite's about to go down. It's about to go down.
Right. And that's usually what happens whenever they hear something they don't want to, or whenever they need to shut somebody up or down. That's usually what they'll go to commercial and be like, oh, I'm sorry, we have to go, we have a hard break to a commercial, you know, or the satellites are going down, you know, or there'll be technical difficulties of some sort, right? It's always an unexplainable, you know, event of some kind that happens, or usually totally random but explainable, right? We, you know, unrelated to what you may think. It's just a conspiracy theory. We weren't trying to cut him off, you know. Usually that's the kind of thing that happens. But you're right. For whatever reason, they did let him go. I'm surprised.
Well, so I'm not sure if they let him go or if he just kind of hijacked it. And it could go either way. So I know I can think at least – off the top of my head of one case where a, somebody, it wasn't the, it was like the featured musical guest sprung something on them that hadn't been in rehearsal. And do you remember this Irish, like, feminist singer named Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah, the one that ripped up a picture of the Pope, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. So she ripped up a picture of the Pope, and she had not done that in rehearsals. And some of the cast members were really, really angry about it. So I remember that brouhaha. You know, so that was something that had been, you know, maybe she had gotten like some sort of approval from Lorne Michael ahead of time, but the cast didn't know about it. She hadn't done it in rehearsal. So that type of thing can happen, you know, and on Saturday Night Live even. And then on the other hand, you know, the Jewish comedian Larry David?
Yes, the Seinfeld bro.
Yeah, he was one of the writers, or the main writer from Seinfeld. Is that what his position was?
I believe so.
Yeah.
One of the producers.
He was bald-headed. Well, you know, he was bald. And I do remember, and he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. He can be very subversive, too. Like he, in his own show, he did a show where somehow he was like in the bathroom of a Christian friend of his. He was over having Thanksgiving dinner or something, and he kind of lost control of his stream while he was urinating and accidentally, peed on a picture of Jesus that was hanging above the toilet. And that was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like pretty bad. But anyway, I'm just saying that's who Larry David is. And actually, they had him on, I guess it was 2016, right? That's when all that Me Too stuff was happening, right? Around that time?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I think so. It was something like that. And they had him on the same time as Bernie Sanders. Maybe it was 2020. Maybe it was more recent. Whenever they were doing that Me Too stuff. They had him on doing an impression of Bernie Sanders, and then Bernie Sanders was with him in the impression doing something else. I don't know. It was very funny. But at any rate, in his monologue, he was talking about the Me Too stuff, you know, Al Franken and Harvey Weinstein. Is that the guy, Harvey Weinstein,
rapey dude.
Yeah, and he's talking about this, and then he's kind of looking kind of nervous and looking both ways and says, you know, I hate to say this, but...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The rapey dude.
Yeah. And he's talking about this, and then he's kind of looking kind of nervous and looking both ways and says, you know, I hate to say this, but these people that are doing this stuff, they're Jews. There's an awful lot of Jews doing this stuff. And of course, he's Jewish himself, and he's, you know, he's a subversive Jew, but he was saying it. It was funny. I have the feeling that wasn't just something sprung on Lorne Michael. That was probably part of the rehearsed monologue. So it could go. It's conceivable it could go either way. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, who knows what the Jews are trying to think? It's, you must remember, and I always try to remind myself when I see things that don't make sense. I remind myself that. The Jews, the Levantine soul says, if there's not enough anti-Semitism, we will create that. So if they're not hated enough, they will create it, or they will create at least the image of them being hated. So things may not always make sense till you look at them from somebody else's eyes.
They don't have to make sense. And, you know, there are people out there who think everything's planned. I don't know. You know, who is probably the most famous hijacker of these type of events is probably Kanye West himself, right? Because you can think of two times where he's like hijacked public events. And the one you remember in, I guess, 2006, and he was giving out an Oscar is standing next to Mike Myers, a former Saturday Night Live guy, a Austin Powers guy, and they're giving out an Oscar to somebody. And, you know, Mike Myers says his line, and then Kanye West is supposed to say a line, but instead of saying his line, he says, George Bush don't like black people. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, that's what he said. And Mike Myers had this, because that's not what they were saying in rehearsal. And so Mike Myers had this really uncomfortable look on his face. So there was that. And then, of course, some years later, at the Grammy Awards, a different award ceremony, and they're giving out the award for best album or best female singer or something like that. And the award went to Taylor Swift, right? And so Taylor Swift is going up to receive her award. And then Kanye West rushes up onto the stage and grabs the mic and says, okay, what's her name? She's really good and all that, but Beyonce was the best. I mean, everybody knows Beyonce was the best. So, you know, sometimes these things don't necessarily go to plan as planned. All right. Oh, so here's the question. Which is more important? Is it more important that Republicans get control of at least the House of Representatives, or that black celebrities talk about the Jews?
Is it more important for what? Does that celebrities do what?
Like, sorry, which is more important? Which is more important? That the Republicans take control of at least one House of Congress, or that black celebrities talk about Jews?
Yeah, I would say it's more important that any celebrities, one of those rare instances where race doesn't matter in this case, talking about Jewish power is beneficial to both parties, black and white.
You're not just saying that to humor me, are you?
No, I was just thinking it's ironic. That's one of the things that benefits blacks and whites. If you think about it truly, yeah, it benefits both of us. It benefits everybody except for Jewish power, if you're in the Jewish power structure.
It does. So, you know, Candace Owens, right?
Yes. Not personally, I know of
not
her.
Not personally. And she, strictly speaking, isn't quite talking about Jewish power, but she's like really, really close to talking about it. And, but she's got this book, and it's something like, I think it's called Blackout or something. And the subtitle is something like, why blacks need to leave the liberal plantation or something like that. And so you hear blacks sometimes use this kind of language, you know, getting off the plantation. But honestly, it's not about like the plantations weren't the worst part of slavery. I mean, the worst part of the slave experience was the transatlantic passage, right? Going across. That's where, I mean, people weren't dying in slavery. They had lives that were, and they were able to reproduce, at least in America. Their lives weren't that much different than peasants in China or India or serfs in Russia or, you know, like same year, maybe workers in, the factories in Manchester. I mean, it was far from ideal, but not that much different from the lives of people around the world during, you know, most of the people in the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th centuries.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It was far from ideal, but not that much different from the lives of people around the world during, you know, most of the people in the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th centuries. They didn't live much better or much worse, right? So the thing is, it's not, the blacks shouldn't be talking about getting off the white plantation. They should be talking about getting off the Jewish slave ship. That's my point.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I do agree. I was just looking at some election stuff. It looks like the dude that can't string two sentences together. Well, the other dude, Fetterman, that's like literally a mental midget, has got elected.
Well, Fetterman, he's 6'8". He's like enormous.
But he's a mental midget.
Well, he had a stroke. You know, Fetterman, honestly, the problem with him, okay, he's brain damaged. So what? So is Dianne Feinstein. I mean, he's not going to be the most brain damaged person in the Senate, right? I mean, Dianne Feinstein's way farther gone, and she has no prospect of recovery. Fetterman might recover. It was kind of irrelevant, his level of brain damage. What was relevant was, you know, I know when he ran for Senate, this is the second time he ran for Senate. The first time he ran for Senate, all of his ads were about how he was the first public official in Pennsylvania to preside over a gay marriage. Like, all his he was just all about the gay marriage in 2016. And this time he's like all about letting criminals out of prison. He became lieutenant governor. He said the reason he became lieutenant governor is because the lieutenant governor chairs the parole board or whatever it's called. And he was trying to let as many criminals out of prison as possible. So, I mean, he had these insane positions. Given that he's got insane positions, I say the brain damage is a plus. What do you think?
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. I just think it's interesting. He won. Although I'm not from the state, so I guess I can't say much.
Well, anyway, yeah. So he and honestly, I think there was like 6 million fraudulent ballots in Philadelphia ready to go, but I don't think they needed it. Because I was watching the election, like the returns come in on a county by county basis, and they didn't need zillions of fraudulent votes in Philadelphia. So, but in I mean there may have, I may be underestimating the ability of the Democrats to commit fraud outside of big black cities. Okay, I've been saying for the past 2 years that's where, you know, that is where the fraud was concentrated 2 years ago. And so I've been saying, well, that's going to impact Senate races. It's going to impact the presidential race or governor races, but the House of Representatives, is going to be a lot harder to fake because, you know, stuffing the ballot box in Philadelphia isn't going to impact the congressional race in Altoona, right? And that's what I've been saying, and honestly, maybe I was wrong. Maybe they have a greater ability to commit fraud all over the country than I thought. I'm open-minded to that, but there does seem to have been a lot of fraud in Nevada and in Arizona. And with those two states now being declared for the Republicans, it means that the Democrats would have 50 seats, the Republicans 49, and then you're going to have this runoff between incumbent black priest, preacher, senator, Dr. Quantavius, what's his name? Warnock. I think it's like Quantavius Warnock, something like that. And then Herschel Walker. Now Herschel Walker, it's a runoff and he's way faster. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. So you got to think that he's got the edge. In Dave Chappelle's monologue, did you notice that he called, Herschel Walker stupid?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not into sports, frankly, that much, so I didn't even get the reference.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a big guy, and he's stupid, but I mean, you figure that Fetterman's going to need some company, right? He can't hang out with, you know, Dianne Feinstein. She's not going to be any fun to hang out with. And that's just a joke, and it's not funny, but I'm not a professional comedian, so.
But we need some comedic humor as it is anyway.
So I don't know, at this point, I don't know what's going to happen with the House of Representatives. It's fishy because here's the thing. The, House of Representatives is 435 seats, right? And, you know, each is from a single seat district. So you got these elections, 435 elections going on all across the country. And, you can add up all of the votes. And I looked back over about the past 9 or 10 elections, right? And you add up, you can look at the votes. I found a good, actually on Wikipedia, I was able to find this vote where they total the votes. And so right now, as it stands, the Republicans got, there's been almost exactly 100 million votes cast for the House of Representatives. And the Republicans candidates have like 51.5 million and the Democratic candidates have about 46.5 million. So there's a difference of about 5 million votes, which is about five percentage points in favor of the Republicans, right? And yet, as it stands now, they've declared, I think, 212 races for the Republicans, 205 for the Democrats, and that leaves like, well, I guess that leaves like, what, 17 left? Is that what it is? Something like that. I can't do math and drive at the same time and talk at the same time, but that's something like that, right? So something like that. Anyway, so the thing is, if there's that, like I was looking at previous races and, if you would expect if the Republicans had like a 5 million, vote lead across the country, that they would have, probably somewhere around 230 instead of 212, right? So they're, it's bizarre. It's statistically very, very improbable that with them getting, you know, leading the Democrats by 5 percentage points, that they might not even win the majority of the seats. And it's even more improbable. It's even more improbable because the Republicans actually have kind of a structural advantage because as a result of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, you've got these, they had to create a whole bunch of like black majority districts. Well, the black majority districts are going to be like overwhelmingly Democratic. So you're going to have like these, some of these districts are just going to be, have so many Democratic voters that, you know, that you wind up with a whole lot of wasted votes. So that's all very improbable. So there's obviously a lot of cheating going on and people, you know, people, it does matter and people should be excited by it, but, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of being excited. What do you think?
I'm excited about these, you know, darker skinned fellas and people that are talking about Jewish power. I think it's just hilarious myself. And I'm just frankly delighted.
It is. I mean, I'm delighted. I think this is a really big deal. And people who listen to the show know that I've been saying forever that the, you know, people say, oh, people call up and say, well, we can't vote our way out of this. And it's not as if, you know, with the implication being that, well, we got to shoot our way out. And, you know, as bad as things have gotten, you don't have this mass awakening among white people or among regular people. You don't. I mean, things get worse and worse and worse, and the level of awakening really doesn't change. And, you know, most white people don't know what's going on. And to the extent that they know something's wrong, then they're going to blame it on China. They're going to blame it on liberals. They're going to blame it on lizard people, anything but the Jews. I mean, there's this massive Stockholm syndrome where like white people are really, really protective of Jews. Right. And, so it's all very bizarre.
But yes, I've noticed that it's almost like a psychological, parroting, if you will. Jews are so fervent in their defense of themselves that whites will, and other races too, will take that cue and then defend them like just as fervently as Jews defend themselves and their own lies. I've noticed that, and it's almost like other races parrot the Jews of what they see. And one of the reasons they're so successful at that is because Jews are able to coordinate on a massive level on the with media, you know, since they're all on the same page, you know, with their, you know, race and religion. They're all on the same page. They want everybody else to feel bad, and they want Jews to feel superior, and they want everybody else to feel inferior when it comes to that. So, I mean, when you see all this, and to me, it does become no surprise. It's unfortunate and it's incorrect, but it comes as no surprise when you, like what you said, is you see non-Jewish people defending Jews, you know, with their lives, and it's sad to see. It makes sense.
Yeah, and with like the Republicans, had they captured the House or the Senate, how much would they have done? Would any of them have talked about Jewish power? And that's the thing. Nothing is really, really going to change for the better without confronting the fact that we're under Jewish power. Now, what the Republicans winning the Congress would do, it would slow down things going in the wrong direction, maybe. It might slow things down, but it's not going to change the direction. It's just going to change the velocity that we're heading to the cliff. That's the way I look at it. It would slow things down a bit. The only way to really change things is to talk about Jewish power. When you talk about Jewish power starts melting away.
Right.
And so, right?
That's the secret of it. Yes, correct. That's the secret of Jewish power, the fact that you're not allowed to speak of it.
Yeah, it'll just melt. It can melt away. The Jewish power melts away like the Wicked Witch of the West. Did you ever see the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Right. And somebody noticed. Somebody noticed, and there's a whole lot of noticing going on now. Hey, you know, we used to talk a lot about cryptocurrency and things like that, right?
Yes.
What's going on with this? What is that crypto company? Is it FX something? What's it called? FXT?
There's many of them. I don't know. Are you talking about an exchange?
Yeah. And you're not on top of this? So there's this.
No, I don't use exchanges. I do own crypto. I don't use exchanges though. It's a long story. I don't know if I have time to explain.
Yeah, it's called FXT, and there's some young Jewish kid. He's like 29 years old or something. He started it. I think his girlfriend is the daughter of Gary Gensler, who used to be, was he the Securities and Exchange Commissioner or something? Like, it's very, very Jewy, very, you know, well-connected, crypto company. And,
it's the one that went under.
Gone down.
And, he's in prison. That's what you're talking about? Yeah, I believe so. I believe he was arrested.
When? Because this is just, I mean, this is something that just happened over the past few days. The company's melted down. It's all Jewish. And there was some black guy on like a podcast that covers crypto. And he said that, wow, everybody involved in this is Jewish. And then he immediately got fired. And so there's like all this noticing that's going on. And of course the blacks are willing to talk about it.
Sam Bankman?
Yes. Bankman. Oh, Stein, is that it? Stein Bankman? Is that what it is? He's so Jewish, he has two Jewish last names.
Samuel Bankman Fried.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He ran literally hundreds of companies and other enterprises. Some of them just shell companies, but he was most famous for his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX.
Okay, and hasn't he basically disappeared, and hasn't like a lot of the money been kind of embezzled or something?
His net worth was $26 billion. Today it's estimated to be zero. His trading and cryptocurrency empire of Jewish financial genius turned out to be a pit of fraud and deception and corruption. I'm reading an article here. I have.
Where's the article from?
This is on nationalvanguard.org.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It's actually a podcast too, if you'd like to listen to it in audio form.
Well, we have, about 3 or 4 minutes left. But yeah, this is a big deal. Do you have do you want to play it for a couple of minutes?
You don't have to. Play what?
Okay, never mind.
The podcast?
Yeah. Or I can just post a link to it.
Sure. Yeah, I can send you a link to it and you can do that. I don't know which part you want to play or anything. This is just one of the ones I listen to every week. It clicked as soon as you said that. I'm like, oh, this is what I've heard earlier today. So I hadn't heard about this until a few days ago.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure. Yeah, I can send you a link to it and you can do that. I don't know which part you want to play or anything. This is just one of the ones I listen to every week. It clicked as soon as you said that. I'm like, oh, this is what I've heard earlier today. So I hadn't heard about this until a few days ago, but not surprising, I guess.
Yeah. So I mean,
I thought that he said he got arrested. I don't know. I'm looking for that right now. I didn't know.
I don't think he got arrested. Well, maybe he has, but I think he's kind of disappeared.
Okay.
And he was the, after George Soros, apparently he was the largest donor to the Democratic Party in this past election cycle. So there, there you go. A lot of connections. I know that I've got a friend who's just been bombarding me with all sorts of information about him. But, you know, sometimes you're just too busy. And so yeah. I haven't been able to digest it all yet.
In this article, there's an example of somebody. It says social media is full of discussions about Fried and more people are seeing Jewish connection. And it has an example of a couple comments here. Pretty
yeah.
funny.
And more people are seeing these connections. And, you know, what you're seeing. Okay. So far the people who are saying things out loud in well-known people saying things out loud, so far it is, mainly blacks. But when you start looking at the comment sections, there's two things that you see, okay? You see, you know, a lot of people, like regular people, say MMA, there's a former MMA fighter who I think is not black who's talking about it. But you're seeing in comment sections or other social media, you're seeing people talk about it. But also, you're seeing Jews just freak out. And so, you know, Jews on social media are completely freaking out about what's going on. And, you know, some of them are going over the top. And so, you know, okay, like I'm not saying I'm glad that the Republicans lost the election or, you know, cause like I don't like seeing the institutions, you know, the long honored institutions that were founded centuries ago just be trashed the way they are, so I'm not happy about any of this. But I am excited that finally you're starting to get some discussion of Jewish power. And, you know, just simply saying to people, you know, Kanye's right, you know. That has a lot of power. Well, we're coming up towards the end of the show. Do you have any final thoughts, Gilbert?
No, just watch out for all the Jewish trickery. It's funny that even normies are starting to react to that. So I hope that Bankman goes down, the Jew that ran that cryptocurrency Ponzi.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Awesome to be here. Thanks for having me again.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.